This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. In Surah Tawbah, verse 51, we read one of the most powerful verses in the Qur'an. In fact, it is one of my favorite verses of the whole Qur'an. We all have our favorite verses. All verses are blessed and favorite, but some have a special status. And this verse is one that I encourage all of you to memorize as well, because it is a verse that really brings a sense of peace and calmness at times of distress. It is a verse that deals with the Battle of Tabuk and the great difficulties that the companions were about to face. And it was a very difficult circumstance. In the middle of the summer, they'd have to leave their agriculture, they'd have to leave Medina when they was most needed, travel 1,000 miles in the heat, and they were going to meet, they were wondering, they were scared to meet, the Romans would be coming. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said to them, قُلْ سَيْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, nothing is going to happen to us except what Allah has already decreed. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah is our mawla, our protector, our caretaker. Allah will take care of us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And in Allah, let the believers put their tawakkul, put their trust. This is such a beautiful verse, and it talks about the reality of the relationship between the servant and the creator. And it talks about the very essential Quranic concept of tawakkul, of putting one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this verse gives us the primary benefit of tawakkul. When you have tawakkul, the problems of the world will not affect you. When you have tawakkul, no matter how difficult the circumstance, no matter how powerful the storm outside, your heart will be at peace with itself. Why? Because you know nothing is going to happen unless He has willed it. And who is He? He is my Mawla. He is my protector. He is the one who has created me, cares about me, nourishes me. So why should I worry? Why should I fluster? Why should I be in grief? Whether it's a medical problem, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's a social problem, nothing is going to happen unless Allah has willed it. My worst enemies cannot affect me unless Allah has willed it. No one has power over me unless Allah Azza wa Jal has willed it. No financial issue is going to stress or burden me unless Allah has willed it. So why should I be worried about anyone else? Put my tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this verse also explains to us, what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is a psychological frame of mind. Tawakkul is a spiritual, it is a theoretical a belief of the heart. It does not manifest in how you act. It doesn't change anything in what you do. It changes how you look at the world, how you perceive the world. Tawakkul will not change what you do. Tawakkul will change how you feel. Tawakkul is an internal aspect. The Sahaba still prepared for the march. They still sold what they needed, packed what they needed. They still wore their armor. They still marched to battle. Nothing changed. But Allah Azza wa Jalla says, don't worry. Nothing's gonna happen unless I have already willed it to happen. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. And there is a beautiful hadith that summarizes the reality of tawakkul. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفُ فِي كُلٍّ خَيْرٍ. The strong believer is more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And the meaning of strong here is the one whose iman is strong, but it also means the one who's better prepared in all aspects is better than the weak believer, but in all believers there is good. احرص على ما ينفعك. Be eager to obtain what is a benefit to you. واستعن بالله. And seek Allah's help to obtain it. ولا تعجز. And don't give up or don't be weak. What is this hadith got to do with tawakkul? Very simple. Our Prophet ﷺ is saying, when something will benefit you, have a vision, have a goal. احرص على ما ينفعك. You need to get a job, get your degree. You need to get higher up in your company, do the effort that you need to. Be eager for that which will benefit you. It's halal. Be eager for that which will benefit you. Then the Prophet said, Ista'in billah, ask Allah's help. Raise your hands up. Say, oh Allah, make it easy for me. Then, wala ta'jaz, don't give up. Don't be lazy. Ajaz is laziness. Don't be lazy in getting to the goal. You need to put in the effort to get to the goal. You're not going to get a promotion sitting on your behind and doing nothing. You're not going to get a job without going to school, without getting an education, without getting the qualifications. So if you want to get that which will benefit you, have it in sight, make dua to Allah, and then do not be lazy. Do not give up. But then what? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, if something happens that you didn't want to happen, if you don't get to the end, then do not blame. Do not say, oh, if only I had done this, then I would have gotten it. But rather say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. So you try your best. Then if you don't get it, tawakkul in Allah, Allah had not written it for you. It was not decreed. It was not destined for you. So tawakkul does not change the effort we put in. It changes our perception. It does not change our actions. It changes our understanding of reality. And this beautiful ayah, brothers and sisters, we should memorize it and use it at times of distress, because unfortunately, when we have weak tawakkul, then the troubles of this world, we start to worry about them rather than putting our trust in Allah. And Allah tells us, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts his tawakkul in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Allah will take care of him. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that dua which is in the Quran. When you are faced with a trial, with a tribulation, if you say this word or this phrase, Allah will take care of you if you say it with iman. What is that phrase? حَسْبُنَاللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That is the phrase, which wakil means tawakkul. Wakil, the one whom I put my tawakkul in. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Ibrahim said it when he was thrown into the fire. And look at how Allah protected him. Ibrahim said it when he was thrown into the fire. And he simply said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. When the whole army of Nebuchadnezzar, the whole people around him had built that fire. And all Ibrahim said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And Allah changed that fire into a beautiful garden for Ibrahim alayhi salam. So brothers and sisters, the reality of tawakkul is that it puts our hope in Allah, our trust in Allah. Nothing will happen unless He has decreed it. But that doesn't mean we are lazy. Final hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you had tawakkul in Allah, the way that Allah deserves, the way that Allah deserves, He would provide for you the way He provides for all of the birds. They leave their nest early in the morning on an empty stomach. No, but no one knows where their grain is going to be. No one knows where the rizq is going to be. And they come back, each one of them, with a full stomach. This beautiful hadith tells us, what does tawakkul mean? It doesn't mean you sit in the nest. It doesn't mean you just do nothing and say Allah will give. No, the birds leave early and they fly across to get to their grain, but they have tawakkul in Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal provides them from sources they did not expect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who have tawakkul the way that He deserves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.